This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Tara Nolan from Nolan Financial, and really looking forward to sharing today's show with you. We are going to be talking today about the infrastructure bill and some things to think about for the new year. And before we get into all of that, though, I just wanted to say hello to my amazing co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, how are you doing?
Good morning, Tara Nolan, or good afternoon, Tara Nolan, I should say. I just like saying good morning, Tara Nolan, right? So I say that no matter what time of day you call me. Good morning, Tara Nolan. So, because Good Morning Vietnam is one of my all-time favorite movies. I mean, Robin Williams. Just a great movie. So, Tara, I am so good. I've had a great week this week and just been spending more time with family, which is good. Always this time of year, spend more time with family. And that's fun. And kind of, you know, getting things organized for the new year. And I know we're going to talk about that a little bit too today, but I've been working on that. My wife and I have been keeping busy, you know, with holiday plans. How about you? You and Chris, we talked about this last week, but world travelers, Chris and Tara Nolan, and you've been busy. I want to report something we didn't talk about. We haven't talked about recently is where is that book at that you've promised us?
Oh, yes.
How is that? You've been writing a book. I've read most of it in some form, the rough draft. I was one of the early rough draft readers and just was blown away by the rough draft. Can't wait to read and hold the final thing, you know, smell that new book print, that new book smell, order it off Amazon, get it in the mail. I'm excited to do that. And I'm excited for you as an author. And I know you've had so many great ideas and teaching moments that you wanted to share in book form. How is that coming?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tony, because I do have to make a little confession, but I'm glad is... The book is still on target for the March release, but it's just been like one of those things where there's delay. And my copy editor got the book back to me the day Chris and I had went to Hawaii. And Tony, we had this trip to Hawaii planned for over a year.
Yep.
And I had that choice like we all do, right? Where I'm like, oh, shoot. So, you know, we're going to Hawaii. And part of my brain is like, oh, great. You'll be in Hawaii. You'll have nothing else to do but work on your book. And then I was like,
right.
No. This right. is quality of life. This is family time. I need to be present. And I took an electronic free 10 days in Hawaii, Tony. And,
wow.
And it was hard because we talk about it all the time, how important your mindfulness is and taking time out for your family and making sure your priorities are straight. And it was hard to go, I've got this book that's ready for me to copy edit. And so I'm doing that right now, but it's a process. So it's going to go to the copy editor and, you know, they did the things like, okay, you had a misspelling here or you made a reference, but you didn't finish out the reference, you know, all those things that would irritate you if you're reading a book and it's not.
Yeah. Written. Yeah.
And so we're at that stage now. So the book is written, but we're at that stage of polishing it up so that it really comes across nicely. But yeah, I'm really getting excited and it's just every time I read it, I'm like, I really help people and I want people to know.
That's good. Well, and I think that's great. And so are we at the point where once you finish going through it and send it back, then that's the final send back?
Then it goes to the typesetter. And I have this fabulous, the woman who designed the cover of the book, which you can actually see on my website right now. The cover of the book is there.
It's amazing.
She's going to go through and put it together in the book and make sure it looks really nice and you know, put the figures in there. And she's going to do all that kind of stuff.
Ah.
Yeah. So now we're getting to the artistic part of the book writing.
Sure. I like that. Yeah. The aesthetics to go along with the written word. I love that. And the book cover, by the way, I want to encourage our listeners to go to the website and check it out. What's that web address for our listeners?
Sure, Tony. It's NolanFinancialPartners.com. That's awesome. NolanFinancialPartners.com. And you can click on it. And Choi just did an amazing. It's gorgeous. And we went back and forth. And Tony, I think she did like 7 designs before we found the one. And I felt so bad saying, no, I don't like that one. No, I don't like that one. No, I don't like that one. And I'm like, that's it.
Wow. So, wow. That's really cool. It turned out great, by the way. Congratulations on that. Can't wait, though, to see. Aren't you excited to hold a physical copy in your hands?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love that you get that, because I wanted to talk today about like what's in it for me. And so you're writing the book, you have this process, and the hard copy is what's in it for me. And what we want to talk today about, Tony, is starting out with the infrastructure bill. And I'm not talking politics.
Infrastructure bill. Yeah.
I don't care about politics, but now that it's happened, I want people to go, what's in it for me? Why do I care? So what?
Yep, exactly. Now that it's passed, how is it going to affect my life? And I'm sure our listeners out there are asking. I'm asking that question. So I'm glad you're going to talk about it a little bit. Like a lot of our listeners, I've been following the coverage. I thought they made it sound like it was never going to get passed and never going to vote on it. You know, they always say do nothing Congress. But so it kind of caught me off guard. Hey, it passed, or form of it passed. So I'm fired up that you're going to break it down a little bit and talk about what's in there. How do you want to get things rolling?
Well, I just want to get things rolling with, I think people need to understand that mindset when it comes to their finances, to go, why am I doing this? What's in it for me? And same with this infrastructure bill. So I just want to jump right in and talk about some of the benefits that are going to happen. And the first one is near and dear to me, is they're putting money into broadband. And for people that live in town or live in the cities, they don't really know what this means as much because they have pretty good broadband. But Tony, like I can tell you, we have our office in town and the upload download for video and processing, things are quick, you know, moving right along. But when I come home, we live out in the country and it is maddening how slow things are. And, you know, I don't know how it was for you, but I live kind of in a rural area outside of Colorado Springs. And a lot of the school kids, like during the pandemic, it was a big problem because they were trying to do online school, but all these kids didn't have internet. Right. And so they were having to do, like one of the things they did was send the school buses out with Wi-Fi hotspots. So the parents could bring their kids to the Wi-Fi hotspot to download their homework so then they could do their homework. And so isn't it kind of astonishing that we live in America, the number one country in the world, and there's still people in our country that don't have good internet.
Yeah. Well, and I have a great example of this problem, Tara. This is a personal issue. My family, we live in basically a suburb of a big city, so we're fine. We get great internet service here. We have high-speed internet access to, high-speed internet access. But my parents, where I grew up, they live in the country. It's rural. There are no cable TV lines. There are no cable company that can provide cable high-speed broadband internet. So they don't have access to high-speed internet. They have very, very slow internet over the telephone line, which is DSL. And it is so bad that they can't do much on the internet. The most my mom can do is check email. And sometimes if there's an attachment, it takes forever, or it times out. She has to try again to download, you know, if there's a document or a picture. So it's really bad. And I know in some areas it's non-existent, which is even worse, but most areas have access to really bad internet, but really bad to the point where it's like having no internet. They can't stream. They can't download things. They can't stream movies or music or do online. Like my mom cannot get on and do an online video chat. She can't use Zoom or Skype.
But here's the thing, Tony, and I love all that stuff, but again, like what's in it? Why do we care financially? How people now do online banking.
Yep.
You can't get on. We talked about Social Security in our last show, where you go to ssa.gov to see what your benefits are going to be. And if you don't have access to the internet, it's hard to see. So if you can't go online, then you've got to try to make an appointment. And then, do you know what it's like to try to make an appointment with a person?
Yeah. And for a lot of people, their jobs really, you require that they have high speed internet access in their home, because work from home is in a lot of cases required or necessary now.
Exactly. And you, like, even for medical care, you have to be able to make your appointments online. So, I mean, the good or bad, the world has moved on and we live in an internet age. And so this is really important for people who are trying to do their financial planning and set up their futures and make sure they're secure, is they need that internet access. So that's going to be a good win for everybody.
Yeah. And here's another serious one. And one of the biggest reasons that they passed this and they're spending this money, I mean, $65 billion in this bill to improve access to high speed internet across the country, and especially in rural areas, is because of medical appointments. My mother has Parkinson's, and she recently broke her leg. And so she's basically immobile. And for my dad to, for her to drive an hour to where she would have to go, the nearest specialist that can help her is an hour away by car in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She has to go into South Dakota to the big Sanford Medical Center there. They can help her. But guess what? They can do video visits, online visits, so she doesn't have to drive over there as much. And it's really taxing for her and my dad to make like four trips a week to the city that's 60 miles away. She could cut that down to one a week or none a week if they had high speed internet access. But guess what? They don't. And guess what? This bill, supposedly, part of that money is going to help their area, rural communities in Minnesota, help get them high speed internet access. And so I love this part of the bill. I was a big proponent for that. I know a lot of people, we don't like our government spending money, but there is no reason that our entire country shouldn't have access to high-speed internet. I mean, there's no reason.
And like, while we're talking about that, Tony, I just want to invite everybody that's listening to give Chris and I a call, 719-210-4242, to set up a discovery call to look at your financial plan, and are you taking advantage of everything that you should be because of things like maybe the internet is slow or it's just a hassle? Because I find, Tony, a lot of people aren't taking action to create that proactive plan because, like for me, like every time I want to go log into a website, step one is like almost always reset password. And so I'm like, I don't have time for this right now.
Right. So, exactly.
So I would just invite the people that are listening. One key takeaway from this part is when you're thinking about broadband and the internet, go to nolanfinancialpartners.com, book your discovery call. You can also call 719-210-4242. And Chris and I will help you walk through getting all of your information together, because it's a hard process. And that's one of the ways we support our people in their process, is to help them, you know, give them the checklist and the guideline and be that accountability partner.
Yeah.
In that process.
I think that's great. What's that number again?
Sure, Tony. The number is 719-210-4242.
That's awesome. So, Tara, what's next? Where do you want to head next?
Here's this next one. And I love this part, is it's looking at roads and highways and talking about infrastructure. I'm a big fan. When I go to Washington, D.C., I like to walk around the mall and look at all the different monuments.
Yeah, me too.
And FDR's monument down at the end, I recently just discovered that one. And we get into that jobs program that was done with the New Deal.
Yeah.
And I just read, one of my bosses gave us this book called The Boys in the Boat. And a little bit of a spoiler alert, but it's a fantastic book that it talks about during the Olympics, when Hitler was hosting the Olympics, the United States sent a rowing team that went and won the gold.
Wow.
This book is fascinating because it goes through the stories of these boys where they were, you know, growing up through the Great Depression. And like one of the boys on his team, his mom died when he was like six and his dad remarried. The new wife didn't like him. So the dad just kicked him out of the house when he was like 12. And you know, just like things like it wouldn't be a reality for us today. But just then going through the Great Depression and going across the middle of the country on the train, and there's the Dust Bowl. And one of the things that was not the focus of the book, but it was just talking about the jobs program. So they started building roads, and it really started to help get the country back on its feet because there was work for people. And, you know, building the dams and building all this infrastructure, it really helped give a lot of jobs to a lot of people. And then it helps everybody, right? Amazon does. Amazon uses our roads and airports and all those things to do their job.
Yes, so, they do.
So I'm really glad that this was part of this bill. As long as we're doing things and spending money that's going to help, you know, what is it? The rising tide lifts all boats.
Yep. The rising tide lifts all boats. Yep.
So this everybody, is one.
Everybody counts or nobody counts, right?
Well, and it's just something that it helps everybody. So it doesn't matter whether you're retired, whether you're a business owner or whatever your job is, all the roads and infrastructure, all those things we take for granted, right?
Right. Exactly.
And it's hard because it's always been there. And you just assume it's always going to be there. And it just happens to be we're the generation that it's like, okay, things get old and have to be replaced. And, you know, it's kind of like the Chris and I finally had to replace our TV. I was against it because I'm cheap that way.
It sounds like my wife and I've been trying to get a bigger TV, but she said our current one still works.
We had that old bubble back TV, which I think is
You really had an old TV. Holy shnikes.
But it's
they don't make those anymore.
You just have to go, you know what? That's old. That doesn't work anymore. And so we're just at that place. You know, it was going to hit someone. You know, it's like musical chairs. And our generation is where it's happening, that we need to fix our bridges and roads and do that kind of thing. So this bill is right now, it's scheduled to pump like $39 billion into public transportation. And you know, that's one of the things now that I'm traveling over to Europe. There's just so much more public transportation. Like if you want to take the train or do things, you can do that. You can't really do that in America so much.
No. Europe has a great public transportation and it's all interconnected and you can pretty much get anywhere without a car in Europe. And in the U.S., that's a lot harder, obviously. So, it's important to support public transportation, obviously. And we need that infrastructure, the roads, things like that. So I think that's a good one. And another thing that should benefit most people.
Well, and then part of it's also with increasing the ability to bike or walk, that makes us all healthier. And, you know, when you're retired and you have a little more time, it's nice to be able to walk in your neighborhood or walk to the local store. And so it's just kind of it's up leveling the quality of life for everybody.
Yeah.
So I count that as a win for the coming into the new year.
That is a win. That is a win. So I know there was we've talked about the infrastructure bill a little bit. What else did you want to cover on today's show?
Well, you know, it's that time of year, Tony. So I wanted to talk about some different kind of New Year's resolutions you can think about.
Yes. Every year around this time, we talk about our New Year's resolutions or what people can think about for the new year.
Well, and I want to caveat it. Like, I want to put the big umbrella, like the vision. You know, we get bogged down in these New Year's resolutions, like I'm going to lose 20 pounds or I'm going to get in shape. And they're so hard. And then they just end up making us feel bad because we don't do them. And I think that my New Year's resolution this year, I want it to be about, I want to feel good this year. I want to live my life and make choices every day so that I feel good. I have a good feeling in my belly. And I want to work on that negative self-talk in my head. Like, you know, that should-do list. Do you ever have that should-do list running in your head of all the things?
Oh, yes.
And at the end of the day, you beat yourself up because of all the things you should have done.
The to-do list. And then I start singing, starting Monday. Monday, I'm going to do this. Starting Monday, I'm going to do that. It's always, I'll start on Monday, right? And Monday never comes.
Right. I want to hold this vision of that's where I want to be. And then, okay, that's great. But how do we do that? So one of the first things that you can do, and I think it's great, it's very empowering, is to start creating a spending plan and say, okay, you know, this is how much money I make. These are the expenses I have. It's very stressful when you spend more than you make. So one of the things that you can do to make yourself feel a lot better is to really just, good, bad, or ugly, it's better to know.
Yeah, true.
So
true.
And at the new year, this is a great time to get your arms around your finances and go, this is what I'm making. You know, these are my expenses. Am I spending money on things that I need or want, you know, and making the decisions I want to make? Like the whole latte factor thing, like a lot of financial advice will say, well, stop drinking lattes and then you'll save all this money. Yeah. But like for me, going to the coffee shop and getting a coffee, the whole experience is what I like. It's not just about the coffee.
Right.
And so that's a quality of life thing for me. But if you're a person who just wants to drink coffee because you need the caffeine, maybe you don't need to spend the money on that. So just start thinking about how you're spending your money and look at it. But a good way to help make you have that good feeling in your belly is, here's what I make. Here's what I have. Let me make a plan that works. And then if I need more money, let's make a plan for how we're going to do that.
Right.
And knowing is better. Being intentional. So that's the first thing that I would say to look at. But one of the things I like about Tony's, have you ever had this conversation, and we touched on it, where people will talk about, like, you know, how much does it cost to go out to McDonald's? I haven't been to McDonald's in a while, but like, isn't it almost $10 just for one person to eat now?
Yeah, fast food has gotten much more expensive. I mean, I rarely get out of a fast food place without spending at least $10.
Right. It's fast and expensive now. It's not fast and cheap.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and that adds up. If people are eating out, it does add up. And people tell you, you can't eat out, right?
Right. They say you can't eat out because $10 a day, you know, you eat out, that's $50 a week. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're spending over $100 a month. And then that's like $1,200 a year. And so it adds up quickly. So I want to turn that on its head, right, though, because I think that feels negative. Okay. I don't want to think about things through the lens of how am I going to make my life smaller?
What can't we do? Yeah. Yeah. So, we don't want to be, our whole plan is what can't I do? Right.
Right. So here's the challenge I want to issue is, if going fast food or going for coffee is your thing, make a note. And if you spend $10 on coffee, put $10 in your savings account. So this isn't what I can't do, is when I do this thing, I'm going to go and enjoy my cup of coffee. I'm also going to put, you know, if you can afford $5.69 for your coffee, then put $5 into your savings account and just start doing that. And that way you're creating a habit and you're taking care of yourself. So we're not making our life smaller.
I love that. Tara, that's a great idea. So every time you go out to eat or go to Starbucks or go to a coffee place, you take the money. You can do that. You don't have to stop doing that. But every time you do it, put that same amount of money into your savings.
And I think I love that. I was just going through the airport last week, and while we were standing in line waiting to see TSA, they had a little collection box. And it was just a box that said, put your spare change in here. And I forget what cause they were donating it to. So you could just see there was dollars and quarters and pennies and everything tucked in there. And it's all about habit patterns. A lot of having good financial sense is just starts with creating those habit patterns. And so I like that. That's a decision that feels good to me.
Yeah, that is a good decision. I think that's a great idea. Another great tip, Tara. I love it. And that's a perfect tip. Going into the new year, that's actually a positive goal to set for the new year, for 2022, is to every time you spend money eating out or on going out for coffee at the fancy coffee shop, take that same amount of money, put it in savings. I love that. That's awesome. So what's something else in the new year we should be looking at? Obviously, finances is a big one for a lot of us. We really need to look at our finances. And I like that you put a positive spin on that.
Well, and then I was just going to laugh, Tony, and say, so, and then once that savings grows, then give me a call, because then I'll help you do something good with it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you want to make sure that you do save it and use it for good things, right?
So, but the next tip is, and this is not a new one, but this is a great one, is you want to pay yourself first. And I love using percentages. So I like 10%. So think, Tony, how much is 10% of a dollar?
Yeah, it's a dime.
It's a dime. Like, is that going to change your world if you take a dime out of a dollar?
Nope.
It's not going to change your world. So think about that with your money, that when you get money that comes in, and it doesn't matter if it's a gift from your grandma or it's an inheritance or it's your monthly paycheck, just set aside 10%, because it's a dime out of a dollar. So it's not going to be life-changing money. And I would encourage you to set it up with your bank, so it's just an automatic rollover. So when money comes in, you just automatically do it. And it's just across the board. And it's just a percentage, because it's 10%. So that way it doesn't matter if it's a $5,000 check or a $50 check. You just set aside that 10%.
It's not what we can't do. It's what we can do with our money. I love that fact. And you're going to reap those rewards and feel better about yourself because of it.
That and so then the next tip, Tony, you actually gave me this idea, but I'm going to share it again because I thought it was great, is we've all gotten in this habit of watching Netflix and Hulu. And I don't know, I was watching Stephen Colbert the other day, and he was talking about, he said, the new Get Out the Top of the Roof performance the Beatles did.
Yeah,
they just made the new show about
Get Back. Yeah,
Get Back. And thank you. And Colbert, his quote, he said, "Well, they got me to do what I never thought I would do, is sign up for Disney Plus." Because he wanted to watch that show, right? And isn't it like, that's, it's like, right, every single one of these platforms has a show that we want to watch. And
yes, so here's what they, here's all what have one.
Is we talked about it. It's you don't have to deny yourself and say, "Oh, you can't ever watch that." But right. Pick it, you know, figure out what your budget is for streaming accounts, and whether it's, you know, like maybe two at a time. You watch all the shows, then you turn those off, and then you start these and you watch the shows, then you turn it off. So you just kind of rotate.
That really nowadays doesn't, technology's come a long way. It's pretty easy to do.
Well, Tony, you hit on a key part of human nature right there. You said, isn't that a hassle to start and then stop and then start? And this is what the companies rely on, is human nature, is once you start it. So here's the thing. It goes back to our previous point. Set up that automatic draw on your account to pay 10% to your savings account, because you're going to keep doing it because it's a hassle to stop it.
Exactly. Well, hey, guess what? We're out of time. It flew by. We had a great conversation today, Tara. Before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure, Tony. So people can go to our website at nolanfinancialpartners.com and set up a discovery call. And you can also call Chris and I at 719-210-4242. That's 719-210-4242. If this new year's happening and you're ready to set up that plan and get control of your finances, give us a call, because we love to help you get on that plan for success.
Awesome. And that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Tara Nolan.
Join us soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care, and we'll talk with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com. Tara Nolan and Tara Nolan Advisory Services are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.